This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Dance to the beat of your own conundrum.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle
on HeadGum.
Damn, we rehearsed the shit out of that.
We took that so many times
we
to get
that hard.
And we hit it hard and we hit it it went to bed wet.
I'm going to go.
We hit it hard and it went to bed wet.
Welcome back to Kind of a Saying.
I would be so good at a game show called Kind of a Saying. They'd be like, finish this saying, but not really.
My friend Steven from high school wanted to be the type of person who said sayings, but He didn't know any. And one time, in true anger, he said, stop eating lunch off my back. And we made fun of him for a month.
I think he meant to say, get off my back, because you were probably using him as a table.
Yep.
Or he meant to say, this guy's really eating my lunch.
But stop eating lunch off my back.
I like having the thought that it's like, you know what I want to be known for? Sayings. I want to be the good at sayings guy.
Better to have loved and lost than to walk in on your parents dead.
One penny, two penny, pennies a day, and there's no more doctors. What is it?
One in the hand is worth, what's this on my hand?
Do you have one?
For sure.
Cool, let's head out.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, she contracted ovarian cancer. Oh,
okay.
God. Hey.
Riddle, riddle.
Riddle, riddle. I'm going to be Old Man Puzzles this week. I've decreed it, I've declared it, I've said it, and I've snared it. So that's what's going to happen, and you'll all be at my mercy for the next 45 hours.
Yikes.
My episodes take a little longer to record.
We edit them down to a palatable 40 minutes.
If that. But for this episode, I have a kind of a special treat. I was driving back from...
Aren't all treats special? Isn't that couched into the meaning of the word?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's my first
rule. You don't give a dog a special treat. You give a dog a treat.
Can you give a dog a loan? I want to be good at sayings. So I was on the way back from a road trip today, and as I was thinking about, you know, the show and the record later, I thought, you know what? I want to take a stab at writing some of my own riddles. So these are riddles. I think maybe one of them is not. But most of these riddles are riddles that I wrote to try to suss these out for you. Everyone in the car was sleeping, and I woke everyone up to be like, hey, guys, can I run some of these riddles past you?
Were you driving?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
And sleeping. And I'm a dog.
Oh, thank God.
But I woke everybody up and I was like, can I run some riddles by you? And I was like, these are warm-up riddles to get people's brains working. And they got them so fast. They got them so immediately that they were like, oh, no, they're good. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to get them. So these are very easy. I've play-tested them once. And if you don't get them, I'm embarrassed for you.
Don't like them, will it hurt your feelings?
No, absolutely not. So I'll talk about my methodology for writing these a little later. And... you know, if you're at home and you're considering writing riddles, this is kind of fun. It's like a fun exercise.
Write a riddle so easy, yeah. A car full of sleeping people can get it.
That's the real riddle.
My first question would be, did you copy formats or like vibes of different riddles? But answer that after.
They weren't specifically for Matt, but Matt was in the car and he did enjoy them. Oh, you said floor mats because we're driving in a car. You want to kill me? Okay. Okay. I will talk about that at great lengths after we are done.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I am too tired, but cannot sleep. I have spoke, but cannot speak.
It's something with two tires. That's a bicycle. Yeah. Spoke on a wheel, two tires.
Yeah.
Sleep at the wheel.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a bicycle.
Cool.
Too tired, and it.
I'm too tired spokes. From.
I'm sorry.
I was doing that song. I'm too like tired from
my bike. I'm too tired for my bike. Okay, you guys ready for a warm up riddle number
yes,
two,
sir?
Ooh, I love the formal nature of it. Natalie, can I get a yes, sir, from you?
It'll be entirely manufactured energy. Yes, sir.
That works.
Your Majesty. I pack a punch but cannot fight, but poke me and I can delight.
And I candlelight?
It doesn't say candlelight, but...
What did you say?
I can delight. But candlelight is fun, too.
I pack a punch, but do not fight. Poke
but cannot
me.
Fight.
What? What did I say?
Do not.
Oh.
Oh, are you thinking of a donut?
I pack a punch.
I pack a punch, but donut fight.
I cannot fight.
Do not fight.
What was the second part?
But poke me, and I can delight.
Can delight.
No.
Someone who packs a punch for a picnic.
Stop eating punch off my back.
I feel like you guys are treating me like a punching bag.
Is punch like the drink? Like a fruit punch?
Yeah, it's like a school lunch.
I don't know if I'm allowed to answer.
I pack a punch like a high C or an Ecto cooler.
I'm not allowed to answer questions about this without checking with the author. Would you guys mind if I...
Oh, God.
But didn't you say you wrote them?
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. I guess I am going to do a fun little thing, aren't I? Oh.
The floor is yours.
JBC, this is Old Man Puzzles asking you. Can you answer questions about these riddles? Who's asking the questions? This is JBC. Who's asking the questions? That's Adele and Aaron, the people who are always mean to you and don't respect you and manufacture energy when they call you sir. Oh, yeah, you can tell them that I'm not going to be answering any of their fucking questions and they can both go suck a bunch of butts. I'm not going to tell them that. That's horrible. Hey, guys, it's me, Old Man Puzzles. JPC says that he's not going to answer the questions, and you can suck a big bag of dogs' asses.
I heard suck
he
some butts.
Oh. Is it a Tickle Me Elmo?
I got caught.
Packs a punch but does not fight.
Packs a punch but cannot fight, but poke me and I can delight.
Tickle
Is
Me
it
Elmo.
Capri Sun.
It's a Capri Sun! Yeah, Adel got it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a pair of capris, son.
I like that one.
It's capris, son. Yeah, that took some workshopping.
And that fits in with stop eating lunch off my back.
Yeah.
Part of that's a capris, son.
It fits in directly with stop eating lunch off my back. Cool. These are getting a little... Okay, so this one is not one that I came up with.
These are getting a little what? Finish that sentence.
The quality takes a steep drop off after a point, so that's why I'll do
really,
this one.
From here?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah. Nobody knows what that was, college.
Marianos? Like the grocery store?
Yeah
the Marianos Trench.
That you have to...
You know that store where all the fish go, the Marianos Trench?
Excuse me, I was in aisle 4 and I kind of dipped down. I think that there's a Marianos Trench in here.
Okay, we got to see a scene.
But I can still hear the piano playing.
We got to see a scene where Erin is a dolphin. She stops into an underwater Marianos. And JPC is a killer whale who's... no, JPC is going to be an otter who works at the store.
Got it.
Cool. And so Aaron's a dolphin, not a monkey.
Oh, I can't do it. How do you do it? Ew. Oh, no.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is everything okay? I heard you screaming in the aisle.
Yeah, I broke something. Do I have to pay for it?
Oh, well, I mean, my boss is in a... what did you break?
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no. Is it a feminine hygiene product?
Worse.
Is it spaghetti sauce?
Worse.
No, don't tell me it's a lamp.
No, it's in the sexy aisle.
Oh, in the sexy aisle. Oh, is it a...
This woman here broke her water. Her water broke. Sorry, I'm a starfish who's just twirling through.
Sounds like you're like a star fucker fish trying to get up in people's business.
No, I'm just saying I know Trent Reznor, but... I mean, we're friends.
Who else?
I have a cell phone number. You want to see?
Who else?
Are you friends or are you more like seeing enemies?
I better go.
I think we all better go.
No,
and see.
You ought to stay.
I wanted to, be in one. I couldn't think
and
of any C puns.
And C puns. God, C puns. Wow,
I should have said Alanis Morissette. You ought to know.
You ought to know.
You're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle, the worst podcast in the world.
She's singing Your Otter Nose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She thinks otter noses are adorable?
Because she gave an otter a hand job in a movie theater.
That sounds pretty cool. Yay.
I would have died.
I'm just trying to think of C puns to put in Alanis Morissette songs. I'm going to need 40 minutes.
Okay, we take 40. But while you're taking 40, think about this warm-up riddle. I have four legs but cannot walk. I have a head but cannot talk.
It's like having four legs but you cannot walk.
Got it.
That's her.
That's the dolphin. You got your dolphin.
Well,
can you repeat? Can you repeat it?
Yeah.
I have four legs but cannot walk.
I have four legs but cannot walk. I thought you were asking Aaron to repeat hers.
Can you repeat your Alanis dolphin?
Is it dolphin?
Alanis porpoise.
Oh wow, that's great. I have four legs but cannot walk. I have a head but cannot talk.
A table with a penis on it.
It's a penis table.
Yeah.
Classic penis table.
I cannot walk. I have a head. It's going to be a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bed.
Cool.
It's going to be a bed. I do like the delivery of that.
Stuffing myself in bed.
Hey, walk a mile in my bed.
early to lunch and early to rise.
Makes one healthy, wealthy in bed.
Sort of saying.
It's a bit of a sort of saying.
Hashtag sort of saying. Hashtag keeping it real.
Yeah. Oh, definitely this week. Hashtag sort of sayings.
Hashtag,
dying to know what you're going to say.
Hashtag you otter knows.
Yeah. If you guys have sort of sayings, please tweet them at HRR podcast. No, at Hey Riddle Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet them at us and hashtag them. Hashtag sort of sayings. That's sorta with an A. Sort A sayings.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I get a few seconds?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I didn't ask. And I don't actually don't want to say guys. Are y'all ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lady.
I'm trying to eliminate guys from my lexicon.
I've been saying y'all.
Everyone says me too.
I've been like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, but I'm not from the South. So I feel like y'all is disingenuous.
Or I'll say everyone. Hey, everyone.
I have been saying y'all.
Or folks. Folks, y'all. It's anything Southern. Folks, y'all, everyone.
It's really hard. It's really in my brain. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I do. I say hey, guys, a lot, and I talk to people on the phone at work, and I like don't want to say y'all. But
hey, everyone.
Okay, I'm ready.
What I say What I say now is, hey, y'all want pie? And they're like, I'm sorry, I don't have any pie.
Hey, y'all want to come in from the gazebo to the veranda?
This guy's got pie. Hey, everyone, come right in.
Hey, guys, come. He's got pie.
Hey, guys, come here. He's got pie.
No, not guys.
Let's slice it up on the shiffer robe.
Okay, y'all. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me, but you'll not find me in the sea.
Ice.
Alanis Morissette.
I have one vote for Ice and one vote for Alanis Morissette. No, it's one of those options.
It's Alanis Morissette.
No, it's neither one of those.
I have no choice. Is that Alanis Morissette? No.
But I'm just an animal. Yeah, isn't that her?
You stayed in your case. Time and
you've
time
already,
again.
Yeah, you've
is
already
that won me over.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Under the sea.
Yeah, that's good.
Great.
Is it Ice? No.
No, it's not Ice. But Ice is a guess, technically.
Water.
So you'll not find me in the sea. Brings me to my first
kelp.
Brings me to my first dead stop of the episode.
It's gotta be kelp, right?
No, we don't need to do a dead stop. You'll not find me in the sea. I feel like you guys are saying things that are exclusively found in the sea, like water and kelp.
Jellyfish.
Hmm.
Read it again.
Can you read it again?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me. But you'll not find me in the sea.
Trapper Keeper. Jansport.
Yeah.
Stars.
I'm underground, I'm in the air?
Yeah, that's just like some
gravity.
Fun. That's like some fun filler till it gets to.
A lot of riddles have two or three lines of fun filler that won't matter for the riddle. We honestly, this podcast has taught us that.
Everything, I'm under the ground, I'm in the air.
No, I'm underground, I'm in the air.
What did I say?
You said I'm under the ground.
What's the fucking difference?
Okay, well, that could be the riddle.
I'm underground. I'm in the air. Oxygen. Dirt. Trees.
You got it.
Purple stuff. Sunny
trees.
D. It's trees. I'm underground. I'm in the air. Without me, you would not be here. You'll be cool if you stick with me, but you'll not find me in the sea.
That's excellent.
Thank you, guys.
Did you write that?
I did write that. That was
well done, JPC.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
Okay, they do take a steep decline.
Who do you think people want to hang out with? Adel or me? Based on the last 15 seconds.
Me? Please hang out with me. Well, honestly, don't hang out with me. I like that one. The thing that I like about riddles is I like the rhyming like component, like that make them sound like they're like mysteries that you like an old man would tell you to cross his bridge. So that's
troll. You mean a troll.
Okay. This is another original. This is a JPC original read by Old Man Puzzles, which is JPC this week.
Would we say this is a JPC joint?
This one is more than anything is a JPC joint.
Like many famous rappers, can you yell your name somewhere at the beginning?
And then the year?
So the rappers don't yell their own name. Usually they have a hype man saying like, JPC! And then they go into...
And then the year.
Yeah, the year. And the year of our Lord. Let me do the riddle first, okay? And then you guys can decide. This is a JPC joint. I love to hump. I always spit. You want to ride, but you got to sit.
Oh, that's camel.
JPC 2005.
That could also be JPC.
It's JPC. The answer is camel or JPC.
Into it. Can you read it again? Because you really enjoyed reading it.
I love to hump. I always spit. If you want to ride, you got to sit.
2018. Yo, turn up my snare.
I hate these. All right. The last of these warm-up riddles before we get into the actual hot pubsies. Fortnite. Dabbing on your corpses. Fortnite.
Little Dabner's back.
Kid riddles.
This one, Aaron, I'm sorry. I will write you a more personalized one in the future, but I want to exclude you from this because I'd love Adel to focus on this riddle. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick little nap.
Actually, you know what? If you want, you can play along with as well, but this... Keep in mind that this one was one that I wrote for Adel specifically.
No, I'm going to write you a letter while you read this one to Adel.
I'm going to write you a love song. Okay, cool. Adel, you ready?
I wrote this one for tonight.
This is a specific, special one for you.
Oh, what if Smashing Pumpkins wrote, Fortnite.
Dabbing on your corpses. Dabbing on all my haters.
Melancholy and the Infinite Dabness.
When I am drunk, I drink my piss. I wish that I could kiss my sis. I play a badger on a show. I drink piss. I'm a pervert and I'm stupid. Who am I?
Oh, boy. I don't know the names of the guys from the dollop. I'd say that or maybe... Oh, boy, this is a hard one.
It's actually...
I don't want you to read it again.
It's true. I can't
read it again.
I can't read it again. But the answer is Aaron Keefe.
Wow. All right.
It's the one of the misdirect. You know that it's Aaron because I said I drink my piss twice. I was getting pretty slap happy at the end of writing these. And that one tickled me, so that one's only...
So this is the episode where we just give up?
That one's only fun for me. And Aaron wrote me a little note. I will now read this little note.
By the time you read this, I will already be gone.
Oh, it's a little doodle on it. Dear JPC, go jump in a lake, JPC. P.S. Fuck you, love, Aaron. Wow, she loves me. I took what I needed out of that.
Aaron, I got it. Your note just made me think of it. The perfect pun. Atlantis Morissette.
Oh.
You did it. I'm really happy for you.
I'm going to head out. You guys have fun.
Aaron, I really wish you took that opportunity to go jump in a lake to do a sort of saying there. Like a go jump in a dog that won't hunt.
Do you have notes on my...
While JPC gets some notes, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Puzzies and Riddies.
Aaron, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adel, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, okay. Midnight Lux would have been such a good Penguin baseball player name. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, the Penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up. Wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack. And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I gotta talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional writing to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC? What was it?
Cat scan?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun.
Ooh, we're back. And
I thought you were going to say somebody stop me.
Somebody do not go in there. we're back. We are going to change it up. So for the rest of the episode, for the riddles and puzzies for this episode, I'm going to invoke a special rule.
Oh, do we have to hold hands?
No.
And is this like a seance?
I'm going to revoke your special rule to make
invoke
comments.
Or revoke?
This is going to be in vogue.
Never going to get it.
So the rule for this is that you can ask me yes or no questions. Those are the only questions that you can ask, and I can give you yes or no answers about any of these riddles. Cool?
Cool.
So there won't be any hints, but there will be like any yes or no questions I can answer to you to give you more information should you need it. The other thing that I will say is that these riddles I am reading from it's like a booklet. It's like not, you wouldn't call it a book because it's like 15 pages.
A pamphlet.
A pamphlet. So I'm reading
it's like Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Exactly.
College.
From a pamphlet that was originally published in 1981. Now, I read some of these and they're like so awful and not even words that I would be comfortable saying. So we're going to skip over some. But keep in mind, original year that these were published was 1981, and you can ask me yes or no questions.
We should specify, I believe, that pamphlet was handed to us by a fan of the show after a Hello from the Magic Tavern live show. I can't remember do you remember the guy's name?
No, I'm sorry.
Please email us your name
yeah.
so that we can give you credit.
Yeah. And he handed us like three books, and he was very cool and
he
nice.
He was very cool and nice.
Also, just email us your name.
Everyone email us your name.
No, you don't have to email us your name. Just email us. We'll see your name on your email. Oh,
yeah.
Unless you have a weird email.
Or if you have something that you want to be called that's not your name of your email, just email us your name.
Yeah. If your name is in your email, email us a weird email.
We're going to get a lot of emails.
Call me by your name if you see me.
You can call me Al.
Hi, Jack. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to read some of these. You can ask me yes or no questions. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
A wife gave her husband a single article of food. He died as a result of eating it. And even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
I know this one. Nobody eats articles of food. You wear articles of clothing.
Damn it. You got it. So, yeah, it was edible panties.
From Spencer's Gifts.
From Spencer's Gifts. Bought it in a mall. Oh, shit. Yes or no questions only. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you know it?
A wife fed her husband a single article of food. Again, that's not what anybody ever says.
In 81, that's what they were saying.
Okay.
Keep in mind, 1981.
Okay.
He died as a result of eating it, and even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
Is it thousands of people have heard of the food?
I don't think so. No.
Thousands of people heard of the incident.
Yes.
She was never brought to trial.
Yes.
Because nobody liked the husband. Did people like the husband?
Her husband was her cat.
No.
Was the food what killed him?
No.
He choked on it.
No.
He...
Not directly, so no.
She choked him.
No. The not directly was to yours. No.
I hate this.
No. You like it, yes.
A man choked on an article of food.
No. A wife gave her husband a single article of food. He died as a result of eating it. Even though thousands of people heard of it, the wife was never brought to trial.
Oh, he starved.
Butterfinger BB.
Oh, yeah, it's a Butterfinger BB,
he only
baby.
Gave him one, he only had eight. Well, okay.
He did not starve.
Okay.
So the husband did not die from the food.
Correct.
He died.
He died as a result of eating it.
Okay, so it's a fugu.
I'm sorry?
Blowfish?
So there's not... You can die from eating food when it's not choking.
So the food, eating the food did not kill him. But the act of eating the food is what got him killed. Is what caused him to die.
Oh, he picked it up with chopsticks, but then he put them through his face.
No, it was not using utensils.
He crashed the car.
There was no car. In fact, the cars hadn't even been invented yet.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So he was eating something that an animal also wanted.
Oh, this is cave person time.
I'm giving you guys some more hints as before that.
So it was a Stegosaurus. It was Fred Flintstone and Wilma, and she dropped a T-bone on the car and it tipped
Wilma,
over and crushed
my
them.
Car!
It tipped over and crushed them.
No, but great guess.
Is it during caveman times?
No.
Medieval times?
No.
Olden times?
Yes.
Was it raw?
I wonder
was
what we both
meat?
Mean when we say olden times. Was it raw meat? No, not meat.
Was it a vegetable?
No.
Was it a fruit?
Yes.
A fruit. So it's something with...
Oh, Adam and Eve.
Aaron got it exactly correct.
Oh, it's Adam and Eve.
Yes, this
and
is...
And it's the old time.
This is...
jazz and drinking. Bah,
hey,
bah, bah.
Here's a nickel for you, Milo. You keep the booze coming all night.
So, just to be clear, in 1981, only a few thousand people had read the Bible.
That was my quibble with this thing. I was like, why not say million? Why not risk it? You don't think millions of people have heard this story in 81?
We're going to do a little bit of... role play.
I'm sorry, this is 1481.
We're going to do a little bit of dinner role play. JPC, I want you to be Adam. Aaron, I want you to be Eve. And you, Eve, are going to be tempting Adam to eat from the tree of knowledge, a piece of fruit. Again, this is just proving that the best riddle book of all time is the Bible.
Is the Bible, yep.
Dooba 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 dooba. Come over here.
Can I stop you for a second?
Eve,
stop. Come
what?
On.
What?
Be
come
serious
here.
For a second. I want to tell you something.
What?
Since you've come into my life, every day of my life has been the best day of my life.
Oh.
Oh my God, he's proposing.
Snake.
Kevin, please.
Please, Kevin, don't. I am so in love with you, and I can't imagine a world without you, and would you make me the... only man alive. What?
Oh, no, no.
No?
No, shh.
Oh,
yikes. What do you mean?
Just because I'm the only woman here does not
that's not
entitle
it.
You to me.
I don't know. I don't
you
want
just
that.
You just assume?
I'm asking.
You're so entitled.
Also, didn't she come from your rib?
Yeah.
Snake, please.
You're
I'm just
like
saying.
My brother?
That's.
No, we're not. No.
I'd rather date Snake than. Are you kidding me? Just because
now's
I got created for you. Snake, please.
Now's my
I said
chance.
I'd rather. You're both the bottom of the barrel. I'd rather.
I'm so sorry.
Bottom
I guess
of the
I,
barrel.
I guess
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that before. Is that a sort of saying?
Hey,
sort of
Snake, stop eating the lunch off our backs. We're trying to have a conversation here. Look.
I was created for you. I'm doing air quotes. I was created
I
for you.
I didn't create you.
Look. You know what? Come over here. If you want to marry me so bad, eat this.
Oh, that's a snake.
Eat him. Eat him right in front of me.
Please
you want
don't.
Me to eat snake?
And then
please
when you're
don't.
Done eating snake, eat this apple. And then I'll marry you.
Okay, I would do anything for you. I love you so fucking much.
You love me because I came from you. You see yourself in me. Ugh.
Adam, report to the front of the garden.
Oh, God.
You're in trouble.
Adam?
Yes, oh, Lord?
Where's Kevin?
He's in his tummy.
I got hungry and I ate Kevin.
Cool. What's a tummy? Because at some point you all started to come up with your own vernacular.
What's vernacular? Is that like a colloquialism that we're not familiar with?
What's a colloquialism?
That's not in the zeitgeist.
What's the zeitgeist?
It's something from my lexicon.
Well, let's agree that we'll stay out of each other's biz.
Well, all's well that ends some...
Bye. I'm not marrying Adam.
All right, I'm dabbing on your graves Fortnite.
And scheme.
That was fun.
And 10 more minutes. Okay, yeah. That one was great. I'm gonna ask you this one again. This is a yes or no one.
Sure.
The man was afraid to go home because the man with a mask was there.
Oh, we've had this one before.
Yeah, it's the catcher. We had like a slightly different variation on that, right?
Where a man ran, he left home, took three left turns, and a man with a mask was waiting for two men with a mask.
I feel like there are some things like wind and breath and baseball diamond that are like, there are a thousand different variations
of
that.
Well, those are the four powers of Captain Planet. There was wind, earth, fire, and baseball diamond.
And baseball diamond had a monkey.
Yeah, Matee.
Okay. Okay, so again, 1981.
I was 17.
Weren't we all? No.
He's the boogie woogie book of all company.
You know, 1981, when everyone was trying to sell war bonds.
I was just a twinkle in my dad's penis. Mr. Allen. And we could cut this whole episode. Mr. Allen.
Mr. Cohen, I insist that you stop sticking things up there.
Oh, that's sort of a saying.
Yes, it is. That is sort of a saying. Wait, that fits. If the shoe fits, fuck it. We have to do this riddle.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard. I'm sorry.
Mr. Kevin Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article.
Hold on.
All right. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was just the funniest thing you've ever said. Give me a break. Okay.
Mr. Kevin Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article about the death.
Article of food?
Yes, the article of food. About the death of a woman in the Swiss Alps. Reading that a Dr. Jones' wife had accidentally fallen to her death while skiing. Allen went to the police and told them, Jones murdered his wife. After questioning, Dr. Jones confessed to the crime. How did Mr. Allen know?
Because Mr. Allen was really the character Short Round from the Indiana Jones series.
To play!
Because nobody else would call Indiana Jones Dr. Jones except for Short Round.
Oh, well, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Tattoo
play.
From
tattoo
Pleasure Island? From Treasure Island? Is that what you said?
Yeah, from Tattoo Island.
Can you reread it?
Tattoo Island is that Russian band, girl band that kissed each other?
Mm-hmm.
All about us. Mr. Allen was reading a newspaper and came across an article about the death of a woman in the Swiss Alps. Reading that a Dr. Jones' wife had accidentally fallen to her death while skiing, Allen went to the police and told them Jones murdered his wife. After questioning, Dr. Jones confessed to the crime. How did Mr. Allen know?
Is this something we can glean from what you said, or do we have to...
I think you might need to ask me some questions, but the things that you can glean is that Mr. Allen read this in a newspaper, a woman died skiing in the Swiss Alps, and then Mr. Allen went to the police, they questioned Dr. Jones, and Dr. Jones confessed. But how did Mr. Allen know?
Because you can't fall down while skiing.
Yeah, a weeble can't wobble without slipping a flobble.
Yeah.
No, that's...
He
no.
guessed.
Skiing is the art of falling down.
Yes, Aaron got it. He guessed. No, he did not guess. Oh. He knew. He had some information.
Was it anything to do with a picture that went along with the article?
No.
Did he know them personally?
But a picture is worth 1,000 birds in your hand. did he know them personally? Yes.
Oh.
Oh, he knew that Dr. Jones hated his wife.
He was having an affair with his wife.
No.
His wife didn't know how to ski.
No. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
No.
Because if she didn't know how to ski, she wouldn't go skiing.
She knew how to ski.
Is it have something to do with the Swiss Alps?
His wife was already dead.
No and no. Not specifically. Except she did fall to her death while skiing.
Hadron Collider.
So he knows them personally.
Yes, Hadron Collider is the answer. And that's a question? So the answer is yes.
It's GPC. He knows them personally. Yes. So he knows a detail about them.
Yes.
That is the reason why he knows.
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to do with her body?
No.
Does it have to do with his body?
No.
Does it have to do with Body by Jake?
Mark by Mark Jacobs. No.
Is his body too bootylicious?
Yes, but that doesn't have to do with the riddle. For you. Yes, for you. Yeah, I mean, you're right on the money with the detail, like something that he knows.
They were supposed to do something. He knows she hates, she doesn't ski.
No. He doesn't know anything about skiing or that specifically. Any of that. Like her skiing skill level. Doesn't matter. And there is... So he does have a piece of information that led him... Okay. So try to ask questions.
He sold him a gun.
Not a gun.
He sold him a knife.
No.
He sold him something.
He sold him something, yes.
He sold him faulty skis.
No.
He sold them
a snowboard.
Tickets to Paris. He sold them to a different
tickets
place.
Tickets to Paris, no.
Tickets to London. Tickets to... Do you want to go?
One ticket home. He sold him one ticket home.
Yes, Aaron has landed
I've
on
got
it.
One ticket to kill my wife.
He sold him one ticket home.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
He was their travel agent, 1981, when travel agents were a thing. And he sold them one round trip ticket and one-way ticket. That is a cheap doctor to be like, I'll only need a one ticket back.
I think that's a really good riddle.
That's a good riddle. But again, travel agents are a thing of a bygone era, right? Like people don't have travel agents anymore. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to see a scene. Adel, you are a travel agent. It is the year 2018, so it's the modern era. And Aaron, you have just walked into this travel agent shop. You're a freaking teen.
Sure. Why are these spider webs here?
Oh, come on in, come on in. Oh, you look like you got moxie, kid.
Is this Welcome. A haunted house?
Do you want it to be?
No.
Then it's not. No, I'm a travel agent. Come on in. Come on in.
A what?
A travel agent.
Is that like a spy?
Yeah. It's a kind of a cool thing. So what I do is, do you have the internet?
Each time you open your mouth, dust comes out.
Yeah, and little spiders.
Oh, God.
I died 40 years ago. But my business lives on.
Gross.
Joking. That's an old-timey joke.
The internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I basically do what the internet does, but much slower. So if you want to go somewhere in the world, I'll help you achieve that goal. Where do you want to go? Where do kids want to go these days?
My crush's house.
Your crush's house.
Yeah.
Where does your crush live?
Three houses down from me.
Three doors down. I'm hip to that band. They sing Photograph, right?
Sure this isn't a haunted house?
No.
It's so cold in here.
If it was a haunted house, why would I have these fangs and this cape?
Jeez.
Creak
when was the last time
slam.
That door closed behind me. When was the last time someone was in here?
Oh, I'd say 1981.
God, the year my grandparents were born.
How old are you?
15?
That checks out. I wanted to poke a hole in that, but... You know the saying, you can't poke a hole in a steel boot.
Well, it was nice meeting you, mister.
Hey, am I scary?
Yeah, no.
Can I sell you a ticket, just like a plane ticket, so you can go see your crush?
I mean, she is in Italy with her parents.
Oh.
That'd be weird to just show up.
No, that's great. So
on someone else's family trip.
Let me pull up my typewriter here and let's book you one
is
ticket.
Is that a Windows 98?
Yep, it's a Windows 98 typewriter. You listen well. Let's put this in here. One ticket to Rome.
I'm 15. I listen to who I want when I want.
You listen to the who?
O'Reilly. We cut to the airline where you're about to board this flight to Rome, but the ticket attendant is that same old man, complete with vampire cape and cowl.
Here's my ticket to Italy. Whoa.
Good to see you again. Creak. Slam.
Oh, I missed my flight.
Digit passengers, that was the final boarding call for Chicago to Italy.
This is probably for the best. That would have been spooky to show up.
That's also the sound a skeleton makes when he dunks.
See?
Oh, my God.
You took my next riddle. What is the sound a skeleton makes when he dunks?
Creak, slam.
Oh, boy. Cool. You guys did that exactly perfectly. Ready for this next one? Yes or no questions only?
Yes.
A gang of thieves rob a warehouse one night. They capture two night watchmen. It's K-N-I-G-H-T, so they're on the wall. They capture two night watchmen and place them unharmed and unbound in the trunk of a car parked nearby. The next morning, when employees hear sounds coming from the trunk, they open it. One man steps out alive and well. The other is dead.
No air in the trunk. One man sucked the air out of the other man's mouth or butt. So, have you ever read a survival book?
One man sucked the air out of another man's mouth or butt. No air in the...
So thieves robbed a warehouse. Yes. They took two night men. And you said night was spelled K-N-I-T.
What
was
it? No, he's joking.
That night watchman, just the guards, security guards.
So they put them in a trunk.
Unharmed and unbound.
Left them overnight.
Yeah.
The next morning... One was alive, one was dead. Because one had needed medication.
No, you were right with the air thing.
Oh.
That is correct. But you the part that's not correct is you said mouth and butt.
So they ran out of air.
Oh, penis.
Yes.
They only had the air for one, enough for one.
Air for one, please.
Air Force One, please. No, but how, yeah, yes. They only had air for enough for one, yes.
So one killed the other so he could breathe all the air.
How did one of them survive?
By killing the other one. And eating all that sweet, sweet air.
No.
By kissing.
No.
Poking a hole in the car and breathing out of it.
No.
By poking a hole in the person and breathing through it.
Yeah, he poked a hole in the person and breathed through it. No. So one person suffocated because of lack of air and the other person did not.
Yeah,
he
that's
sat on
the case closed.
But what there else? Was not enough air in the trunk for one man to live throughout the night.
So he sucked through his mouth or butt.
He got
Listen,
out?
I got it. Just give it to me.
You got it? I'll give it to you.
Keyhole.
There was something else in the trunk.
A tank of oxygen.
A straw.
Okay, so yes, it was oxygen.
Yeah.
But it was not a tank of oxygen. What else is something that might have air in it?
Lungs.
In a trunk.
The spare tire.
The spare tire. So here's my like quibble with this. I don't think trunks are airproof. Are they? Is a trunk airtight?
They shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think they are. I think like if you were like in a car drowning, you wouldn't like air gets through.
Well, in 1981.
Oh yeah, they were building these things out of like solid steel.
Yeah.
And like welding the truck shut. Right, but like that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think you can breathe the air out of a tire.
No, I feel like there's poison.
I think it's poison. I think they put poison in them so teens won't suck the air out and get high.
But if you pee it out, it's fine.
Yeah, if you pee it out.
But
quick
they
enough.
Don't put poison in gas, so you can still siphon it out and drink that sweet, sweet gasoline.
That's true. You can drink that gas. So I want to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you are both night watchmen. Night watch. People, and the thieves have ransacked the warehouse, and they have locked you in a trunk. You are locked in the trunk of a car.
Hey, boy, buddy.
Boy.
We're gonna get you to your wedding tomorrow morning, okay?
This sucks. I mean, what is Diane gonna think?
Oh, no. You're gonna be a little rough around the edges, but we're gonna get you out, okay?
Rough around the edges. You're the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the best man, though, okay?
You are the best. Thank you again for being my best man.
Yeah, of course. And we've been working here, night watchman at this warehouse for 10 years together. And
we met in the Scouts, right? Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
You remember what Chief Kevin used to say? Scoutmaster Kevin?
Don't get stuck in the back of a car. You'll die.
But if you do, suck the air out of the other person's mouth or butt. One of us has to live. One of us has to die. I got a wedding to get to.
Got a wedding to get you, too.
Yeah, but one of us is more important to the wedding than the other.
Well, I don't know about that. A best man's pretty integral to a wedding.
Let me have your air.
I'm the one who drinks a beer in the morning and gives a toast. That's always hilarious.
Wait, have you done this before?
I'm a lot of people's best friends, Kevin.
That hurts.
I'm your best friend, but I'm a lot of other people's best friends.
You treat me like a real spare tire. Oh, speaking of...
Kablam! The tire airs for me, and your wife will be mine too. Gold beagle, beagle, beagle.
Scene.
Did you both have guns? You both reached for guns.
Oh, yes, so
we're,
yes, so yes, so yes, so yes.
We
both reached.
Kablamil.
You can tell two seasoned improvisers because as a scene is drawing to its logical conclusion, they both take out guns, and shoot each other.
They have different funny noises for the guns.
Kablam. Correct.
You Creek guys. Slam.
That's what happens when like an old dried up river does a really wicked burn on you.
Creek. Slam.
A traveler on a deserted road. Aaron just nodded. Yes.
I was like, yeah, nice.
A traveler on a deserted road came upon a body of a man lying by the roadside. Dead. Oh, God damn it. The dead man was wearing a knapsack, though there were no marks on the body or blood anywhere. The traveler could tell immediately the cause of death. What happened?
So in 1981, a knapsack is what we used to call sleeping bags.
No.
Was there something in the backpack?
Yes.
Back to school supplies.
No.
Trapper keeper.
No.
A piece of paper with the name of the murderer.
Yes, it was Kevin.
A piece of pizza.
A piece of pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza?
No. Little Caesars.
Was it your butt?
Damn.
Don't look and see if it was your butt. You know it wasn't your butt.
It wasn't my butt. It was a fart.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes. A traveler on a deserted road came upon a body of a man lying by the roadside dead. The dead man was wearing a knapsack, though there were no marks on the body or blood anywhere. The traveler could tell immediately the cause of death.
They put the weapon in the backpack.
No.
Was the knapsack a parachute that didn't open?
Yes. Yes, you got it. The knapsack was a parachute that didn't open. That's immediately
that's awesome.
The cause
but
of death.
But there'd still be blood everywhere.
Here's the thing. There would definitely be. This is also, I think, for kids. Like this booklet is for kids.
It's all murders and they're like, but there wasn't blood anyway.
But I think that they don't want to like tell kids that like if a body jumps out of an airplane and hits the ground, that's going to freaking liquefy. There's going to be blood, bone, viscera, puke, poop, cum, eye gunk, bile, all of that.
In that order, quantities in that order.
Ew.
For
listen,
most
we
I'm
all know
still
quantities.
Laughing at Twinkle in your...
But to have it say specifically that there are no marks on the body or blood anywhere...
That's bullshit.
It's yeah, like, yeah, body just hits, science. Bounces twice, and it's...
Have either of you skydived before? Skydove?
Skydived, yes.
You have?
Yeah, a tandem. So you have to do it solo.
On a bicycle?
Yeah, on a bike. I BMX'd out of a plane. The plane was blowing up. I'm Batman. but to skydive solo, you have to go through like training and stuff. You have like requirements or whatever.
Tandem skydiving.
Yeah, tandem skydiving, the instructor is strapped to your back.
I've done it.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
I did it in Queenstown. Yes, that's what it's called. New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand. That's awesome.
And it was over one of the mountains where they shot Lord of the Rings.
And it was over.
It was over. No, but the first minute of skydiving hurts because you like can't breathe at all.
Because you break your skyman?
Oh,
kill me. You have to kill me. Your only choice is to kill me so I won't spread.
That's one of my favorite things you've said. Yeah, but no one tells you that. Could you not breathe for a little while when you
yes,
jumped?
Yes, but they did tell me that.
They didn't tell me that.
The week before I went, I went in Hawaii, and someone in the paper had broken their instructor like landed on them and broke their back.
Woof.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Let's do a scene. You two are going to be skydiving for the first time. I'll be your instructor.
Okay.
We'll see a scene where I'm just kind of trying to get you up to speed on how it's going to go.
Okay.
All right, so are there any questions at all? I feel like we got the gist of it. Yeah.
Sorry, I think you probably get this all the time. Is this going to...
I look like Matthew Modine. I get it all the time.
Oh, I was going to say, is this going
to... I was going to say Matthew Lillard.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. SLC Punk.
Yeah. Well, no, more from Scream.
Scream. Oh, yeah, okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, when we jump out,
Your Skyman will remain intact.
Shh. I didn't want him to hear.
Wait,
Your Skyman will remain intact. So, just so you know,
I can't hear any of this.
Because here's something you both need to know. When you skydive, anytime you land, there's never going to be blood. So that inherently means your Skyman would never break, because when your Skyman breaks, there's blood, right?
Yeah, well, I drink.
Not for everyone.
Well, then your Skyman didn't really break. Sounds like someone's telling lies. And also know that
someone tells lies and someone only tells truths. My Skyman never breaks.
My Skyman didn't bleed. Hypothetically.
Okay, well, this is my kid's sister.
Hypothetically?
This is my kid's sister that I'm skydiving with. I don't want to know this about my kid's sister.
Oh, kid's sister.
Yeah.
So it's basically like she's from your rib. Hey, can I tell you two something?
Yeah.
No.
If your chutes don't open, remember, land on your feet and you'll be fine.
Did you say sheets or chutes?
Your sheets.
Oh, let me put it this way.
Oh, are these bed sheets that you put in the back?
I'm gonna shoot.
Are these fitted sheets?
Those are fitted sheets. I'll trust that the arrow will catch them.
No.
They're sort of the right shape.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna shoot. I'm trying to break my Skyman.
Oh.
So I need to shoot.
Okay, then go ahead and shoot. Hey, did you know that you have more cum in your body than eye gunk?
It's seed!
Oh, my parents listen to this.
Kids listen to this sometimes. Google Skyman.
No.
Remember, 1981, and we don't endorse anything in this riddle book. This one's a little problematic. George lived with his Aunt Mabel, whose sanity he sometimes doubted. One day, Aunt Mabel was bragging about what an expert she had been in her former line of work. "I'll just go and get my clippings and show you," she said when she returned. She said. When she returned, George took one look, called the authorities, and had her committed.
My guess is the clippings were not newspaper clippings. They were clippings of people. Don't full stop.
And that's a full stop.
Stop.
I can't in good conscience full stop you for this because you're correct.
Fingernail clippings.
Yeah.
No.
Toenail clippings.
No.
Hair clippings.
Yes. What was her former line of work?
Barber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a barber, and she had saved people's hair. And so he was like, my aunt is insane, and put her in an institution. You know, how a man can just call the police on a woman and put her away in a home.
It's happened to the best of us.
Officer, women be crazy.
Yes. So the book from 1981, we might come back to it. We may revisit it later.
You know what's similar? You know what a fun little mirroring that just happened? That woman was called insane, and then I almost had a full stop done on me when I had the sort of correct answer.
Sort of. You said clippings of people.
I meant toenails, fingernail clippings. I understand that woman, and women are not crazy. Here we go.
A woman being committed to an insane asylum is the same as a woman on a podcast.
And a full stop.
You're the 2018 version of having someone committed.
You told me I was crazy when I said pee out the poison, and then a lot of people on the internet said
died.
They
thought
Hey, do you guys feel like it's getting a little sunny out?
Whatever you're doing, I'm not interested in it.
I feel like
I want to build a little castle or something.
I'm not interested in what you're doing.
Why don't you come play with me? Bring a shovel and maybe we can
Let's do the sandbox segment.
Let's just do the sandbox segment.
Welcome to another sandbox. welcome Sandy Weiss in the studio. How are you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for bringing your sandbox. What do we have on the docket today?
The sandbox docket? Where's your metaphor?
Sitting on the docket, the bay.
I've got more riddles about actresses' names.
Mm.
Would you like to go there?
Yes, I'm glad that we're doing this again, because last time we did this, I was one of them.
That's right.
It was incredible. And did you said something that your son...
Oh, yeah. So I've been listening to your show for all of it, and you have a fan in myself and my wife and also my son, who loves your show.
Where can we find your son's Twitter handle?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Does he have Twitter?
Not going to answer that question.
Right. I know your kids, and they're very young.
So
that was a joke. But if
they are inappropriately young,
if he has Twitter,
and I'm embarrassed,
let's not, yeah.
to tell the story because because I'm a bad dad. So what happened was we were in the car and the kids were in the back seat listening to their own stuff on their own headphones, and my wife and I were listening to an early episode of this show.
That would be any episode. Our salad days. Yeah.
something in the single digits, I think. And then my son said, "Okay, we're done," and we paused. We paused this show because it's inappropriate to play for kids.
For sure.
And
because it would blow their minds.
Right. Yeah. I mean, anyone that knows that, including my wife, but I was like, what should we listen to now? And she turns to me and goes, I think you would like that Riddle podcast out loud. And I was like, what are you doing? it can't put the genie back in the bottle. So he's like, yeah, that sounds great. Play that. And I was like, well, here we go. And so we played it and it was, he loved it. He ate it up. So the next day he was like, we were in the car and he was like, Can we listen to the Riddies and Puzzies?
That's adorable.
How old is he?
9.
Oh.
I think this sends the wrong message.
Two things. That's the best story ever. Mm-hmm. Two, please have him rate and review us on iTunes. Okay.
So I'll do you better. He actually has riddles he wants to give you.
Oh.
Oh, fun.
Did you bring him or can we have him on the show?
Did I bring him? He's in my pocket.
I said, did you bring riddles for him? Of like, here's some riddles he wrote for you.
No. He comes to me from school with riddles. Like, he has riddles that he's acquired at school.
Can we have him call in sick to school and come into the studio? Because, of course, we record 9 a.m. on
Wednesdays.
No, I want
to do a kid episode.
We only record come in on school days.
We'll do a PG
days.
Episode. And we'll make sure JPC doesn't say anything disgusting.
JPG?
Would you ask him? Or if he's listening right now... he won't be because this won't air for a while.
How do you think this works?
This is Skype, right?
He could have tapped my phone. It's a possibility.
But please pass along a message for him to please come in the studio, and we'll do a special sandbox with him.
Okay. A kids edition sandbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most of these are adult sandboxes.
So let's get to some of those. What do we want to call this?
Good.
Fill in the Tyra blank banks.
Jesus. I like how you're trying to brand the thing that he
does.
You
ruined my favorite thing.
Fill in the Tyra Banks. It doesn't even work.
Tyra
because
Blanks.
You didn't use Tyra, and that's not her last
what
name.
What am I going to use? Billy Blanks?
Billy Blanks.
He's not a female actress. What are we doing?
Yes, I do.
Take it away, Sandy.
All right, here we go.
Sandy, I have to ask, do you only do these for actresses, or do you do these for actors as well, or do you have like a... Is this just like one of the portions?
I don't know why. When I first did this, when I first started making these, I don't know why, but women's names or actress names came to me much easier.
Okay.
So then I just kept with the theme. I don't think that female names are necessarily going to lend themselves better to this format than
Delta
Burke.
Yeah,
Delta Burke.
Because I'm going to want
to cross that one off.
I'm going to want to guess Ned Beatty all the time. So just know that that's coming out.
Yeah. I'm gonna run out of actress ones pretty soon.
Okay.
And then I'll go on to male actors and singers. And here we go. As a Cooper owner, you obviously know that every blank blank like yourself is a paragon of politeness. Would you like to guess?
That
and Aaron,
was
you
fun.
Said it was Winnie Cooper from from that show you shouldn't know, since you're so young and hip.
Corner Ears. Young and hip.
As a Cooper owner, you obviously know that every blank blank like yourself is a paragon of politeness.
Alice Cooper.
Mini Driver.
Damn it.
Boom, baby.
Awesome.
You got it. Next one. The drugstore bandit would travel the streets at midnight, blank blank AIDS and Walgreens.
Maria CVS.
Something with right.
Yes. I'm only here to troll Aaron.
Robin Wright.
Ah,
Robin Wright pen.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have made a pun about pens.
I will never get over that. Maria CVS. The funniest made up name.
Let's do a quick segment where JPC and I are going to be casting directors. And Aaron, I want you to come in. You're famous actress,
sure.
Maria CVS,
mm-hmm.
and we want you to come in and audition for a role for The Wonder Years.
Great.
And let's see how that goes.
Hello, darling. Thank you so much for seeing me. It's been a while since I've had to audition.
Oh, Maria, come on in.
Don't you know who I am?
You're Maria
CVS, of course. And thank you so much for agreeing to audition. It's just that we have a lot of interest in this part, and we really want to find the right fit.
It's very humbling. People usually just know my name and put me in things.
Okay, here are your signs, and you're going to be reading with Kevin here.
I'm Kevin.
All right. I'm going to forget your name. I'm Maria CVS.
That's fine. I do want to let you know the reason we're having your audition is because another big name is up for the part. Are you familiar with the song Foolish Games?
No.
Well, there's a famous actress,
Jewel Osco,
who's also up for the part.
Are you familiar with the song Wicked Game? Because Chris Isaak is also here in the studio.
All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and read the scene. You, me, and Chris Isaak.
I cannot believe I have to audition.
Oh, is that Bonnie? Bonnie, come on in here. How you doing?
I'm Maria CBS.
What a wicked game. And scene.
Honestly, I don't know if you're right for the part.
Mean.
We wrote your name, Maria CBS, into the movie, but...
Oh, brother.
And Sandy,
the movie winner here.
During that, Sandy got up and left.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
Here we go. Even though I'm sure it's hard to blank, blank are good for your digestive system.
Swallow.
Beverly Tums.
Chew. Beverly Tums.
Chew Skittles. Even though it's hard to blank, blank
are good for your digestive
taste.
System. And I'm going to tell you this
hard
is
to
a
swallow,
young actress.
Young actress.
Penny Marshall. it's hard to chew Penny.
You know it's hard to Annie Potts.
Actually, this one is also Maria CVS.
She's a young actress.
Even though it's hard to Anne Hathaway.
Younger than that, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's like a child actress.
Is she a teenager or in her 20s?
Let's go 20s, and I'm going to confirm
Okay.
And one more time with the sentence.
Even though I'm sure it's hard to blank, comma, blank are good for your digestive system.
Aubrey Plaza.
She's 29.
She's 29.
Ooh, 29. That's my age.
It's hard to digest.
You might not know her name.
That makes the
game less
fun. Haley Steinfeld.
What does she know?
Even
for?
Though it's
or
hard
like,
to.
Is she a TV actress or a movie actress?
She's British. She's a movie actress.
Oh man,
a lot of small movies.
Even though,
but she's got a very distinctive name, which is why I chose her for this
game. Imogen
Heap.
Potts.
Well, that's an actress, a singer.
Yeah,
I know. I've only seen her name in writing.
You're very, very close.
Add
one more letter to that. It's not Potts.
Poots.
Mm. Poots.
Poots are good for your digestive system.
Oh.
Sandy, it's so sad to say goodbye to you, but never come back.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it supposed to be even though it's hard to imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Is that okay?
Well, we're getting into a bit of...
All right, I'll go back.
I like that one.
Sorry, here's a new one. Every blank... Blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Kelly Grape.
Maria CVS.
Every blank, comma, blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Every year, every month.
Every comma, every blank, comma, blank soda comes up with the year's new flavors.
Day Sprite.
Day Sprite.
Have
a good day. Me say Day Sprite.
Oh, God. Every year, blank, comma, blank soda. All right, so it's a soda name.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a real soda?
Uh-huh.
What's the one that does Jones? What's the one that does all those weird ones?
There
Jones
you go.
Sodas? Oh, yeah, it's
so
Jones.
Something Jones. Every Felicity Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Every Rashida.
Every...
Think of
January
it.
Jones.
You got
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, nice one.
I have only ever gotten one of these right.
These are so fun.
Okay. Ugh. At the Clue rap party, Curry and Khan had to blank blank because he was so drunk.
Fuck each other.
his son is listening to this.
That's on the IMDb page for Clue.
At the Clue rap party, Curry and Khan had to blank blank because he was so drunk.
Who were the other male actors in that?
Curry and Khan had to
blank.
Well,
I'm not going
to
tell you, but...
Drive. No. Okay.
Had to stay
sober up. Is
you
there...
should go down the path Aaron has started.
Oh, it's Drive?
No, she no, asked what other actors are in the...
I don't remember.
So Curry and Connor are the only two I can remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I only know Tim Curry was in
there. And the woman who's Scarlet, I know her name.
They had to...
Colonel Mustard.
They had to Professor
Who was the
Plum.
Guy who was Colonel Mustard?
I mean, I could have picked lots of movies. You want me to pick another movie?
Yeah, you could give us another one. But with Tim Curry in it.
Okay, well, this makes it harder.
No. Just give it
what if I tell you it was Mustard? Does that help?
I can't remember who played.
Okay.
No, I don't know any actors.
Okay, how about this?
I thought it was an actress, though.
It's an actress.
No, but it would be the same name, part of the name.
How about this?
His last name.
At the Mr. Mom rap party.
Michael Keaton.
Keaton and Gar had to blank blank because he was so drunk.
What is the name of that actor?
Minnie Driver.
I've never seen Mr. Mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Michael Keaton's one of my favorite
actors.
But
the guy who's Colonel Mustard,
should
famous.
I pick a movie not from 1983 or 5?
No, please keep at it.
Okay.
Oh, I know his name.
But why his name? Why is his name important?
It's the we're looking for the last name of the person, and so he probably has the same last name. His last name is maybe the first name of this actress, or the same last name.
I'm looking at the IMDb. He is known for Clues, number one, mm-hmm. Mr. Mom's number four. In between, it's Jingle All the Way, and
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So I don't think I'm going to pick another movie that's better than those two.
They decided to Sinbad.
Oh, no. Isn't it Sinbad in Jingle All the Way? No.
Yeah, and he's Colonel Mustard.
He has glasses.
I don't think Jingle All the Way is well known.
Okay. All right. So if I can't get it through this guy's last name, what's the other part of it?
Phil Hartman.
Yeah. What's the other part of it? So if someone is drunk at a party, other people have to...
Take care of...
Karen.
Karen.
Close. Very close. Not why Karen?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie
Elwes.
Carrie Russell. Carrie.
Carrie on my wayward son.
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan. Martin Mull.
Remember him? Carrie Mulligan.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, I remember. Martin Mull, Jingle All the Way. That's all.
Yeah, Martin Mull. Mm-hmm. We know who that is, right?
This is the freshest, hippest,
mustard
Riddy and Puzzy podcast talking about Martin Mull.
Martin Mull.
These are my favorite things we've ever done in the show.
Maybe the segment is called Martin Mullen It Over.
And we have Martin Lawrence on. And we ask him some riddies and fuzzies.
You're going to like this one.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Men's Warehouse.
Every paycheck, I put half into a local bank, blank, blank, in an offshore account. Every paycheck, I put half into a local bank, blank blank in an offshore account.
And the rest,
you're on your way there.
And
Hathaway.
And Hathaway.
I like Anne Heche better. I think that fits better.
Most of
I
America
like Maria
agrees with
CVS
you.
Better.
I put half of my money in a bank and Heche.
I'm gonna go way, way back for this one.
Are you playing with card or Heche? I don't have any Heche on me.
The Cockney gentleman said to the aristocrats with the dilapidated lawn, and this is where I'm not going to do an accent, but if you guys want to, go for it, JPC.
Great day.
The Cockney said to the aristocrats with the dilapidated lawn, "Oi, don't blank blank on staff.
Don't short yourself. Don't
Ewan. Don't Ewan McGregor on staff.
Don't you have anyone? Don't you?"
It should be, "Oi, don't ya blank blank on staff." And you're on your way there.
Don't you
have anyone?
Clean.
Yeah. How would a Cockney man say it?
Ava
Gardner?
Yeah. Ava Gardner. You got it.
Ava Gardner.
Oh, boy. So good.
Oi.
Don't you ever get there?
I want an app on my phone that has an endless amount of these.
One a day.
Yeah, it's just one a day. And it's on Twitter.
But I would like an app on my phone where there's an endless amount. I'm dreamy.
What
were you saying?
Oh, I was going to plug your Twitter, which is four letters that I don't remember.
Right. It's Puzzler without some of the letters.
Perfect.
It's PZLR.
Figure it out. figure it out, listeners.
PZLR.
PZLR Daily Puzzles. Hopefully still daily by the time you hear this.
So please later, because a new puzzle comes out every day. So please, later.
And then someone Venmo him $100,000 to start an app where I get an endless amount of these every day.
And everyone is a pun on your name.
And all of it's my name is the answer for all of them.
And maybe we can convince you to do some stuff for our social media. Maybe some puzzles on there.
Yeah. What am I agreeing to? Yes. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is.
Whatever you agreed to, you did it on the air. So we got you, sucker.
That's maritime law.
Please have your son come in and do all of the riddles he collected at school.
Yes, I will. We'll have you back for future sandboxes. Thank you so much for doing that.
And Sandy, where can we find you?
I run a company called The Mystery League, where I make puzzles and games, and you can learn all about that stuff at mysteryleague.com. And I post puzzles daily on Twitter at PZLR.
This riddle was submitted to me by a close personal friend of mine. This riddle was submitted to me by Mr. Tim Lyons. He submitted this riddle to me in
person. Isn't that your roommate?
It is my roommate.
He's fun.
He's fun. He submitted me to this riddle in person maybe 2 weeks into our podcast and has asked me why it hasn't been on the podcast every week, even though I told him we had like six already recorded when he submitted this to
Sounds
me.
Like a Tim problem.
Yeah, it's a big Tim problem. I'm not going to fucking hear about this riddle anymore.
I like the phrase "Big Tim problem."
Buried a bird with Tim.
Really?
Yeah, we had a dead bird and we buried it together.
You had a dead bird?
Yeah, it was not dead at first, and then it.
Man laid with woman, a dead bird was born.
Yeah, that's just a memory I have.
You
with him.
Found a dead bird?
There was two birds fell out of a nest. That sounds like a riddle. Two birds fell out of a nest, and one our friend stone. Shelby
Pete
Plummer saved like a witch. She put them in her desk with like a heater on them and saved them. And then one ended up dying, and so we all need.
So she didn't save them.
Well, she saved one, and one she kept alive a little while longer and let him die in a comfortable place.
It sounds like they both died.
One time, Tim claimed that a rat. Climbed the vines outside of our house, chewed through a window, went into the kitchen, chewed through a bag of chips, and then climbed out of our apartment. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Tim got drunk and tore open the bag of chips.
Then he took the double stuff Oreos, tried to put it back in the bag, and yeah, it's a real wily rat.
Anyway, so this is the rat Tim Lyons and
this
his
is
riddle.
Great advertisement for Tim.
He drank your last Modelo, and
so this is again yes or no question, yes or no's, and I you can only speak in yes or no's. Tim specified you can only ask yes or no questions. He also said, let me know if you want the answer too. Didn't even have to email him for the answer because I knew it. A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away. What happened?
We don't know.
He also says, it's possible I told Adel this riddle a long time ago, drunk at I.O., but who can remember?
I don't.
Good.
A man is walking down a hallway with a fluttering piece of paper. The lights flicker.
Just no flutter to the paper. Just a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away.
Ghost.
Yep, he's a ghost. Damn it. No. Not a ghost.
The paper was flash paper. I don't know.
No.
Glow in the dark.
No.
Okay.
The lights flicker.
A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away.
It's Benjamin Franklin. He's flying a kite. The light flicker is lightning.
No.
The man is lightning. The flicker is Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, that's it. You said it so close, but I gave it.
Does
I said
it
no,
have to do with what's written on the paper?
Yes.
What word written on a piece of... Oh, it's got to be... The light's flickering has to be someone read, like someone... The call's coming from inside the house. Like he held up the paper to the police or something.
No.
Is the light flickering cops?
No.
Is the light flickering controlled by a third party or second party? It's not natural light. It's not like
it's not natural light. It's not natural light.
It's a sign. Yes.
No.
Was what was written on the paper something to help, like a plea?
Something to help.
Was it a plea written on there?
Was it a plea? No. I don't think it was a plea. That's a pretty
Did
vague
term.
The person
term. Who flickered the light, was the paper intended for them?
You're assuming a lot with that, so I'll say no. Okay.
Did the man walk away with the paper still in hand?
Yes.
Did the man walk away? So he ran towards the light and then walked away.
A man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper. The lights flicker. He turns around and walks away. What happened?
Oh, then the lights flicker implied that something else turned off too.
Yes.
So he's in a high school. Is he in a high school?
No.
Is he in an office building?
No.
Is he in a hospital?
No.
Hallway. Is he?
Oh, I love this.
What kind of building he is? He's in matters.
Yes.
Hallway. What kinds of build? Every building has a hallway.
Yes.
Is he in an apartment building?
No.
A house?
No.
Is it a building that I would have been in today?
No.
White House?
No.
Museum?
You don't want to go to this building.
Jail. Prison.
Yes.
Prison.
And the paper said people are... don't shoot.
No.
The paper... Why would the lights flicker?
Why would the lights flicker in a prison while a man is running down a hallway with a piece of paper?
Oh, is he getting shot?
There's somebody's Ooh. Getting electrocuted.
Yes.
Oh.
No, it's the pardon.
Yes.
They're saying stop.
Yeah.
You got pardoned.
Absolutely. You got it. Yeah.
And then once the lights flicker, he's like.
Dark, Tim Lyons.
Dark, dark. Also, so assuming the governor calls and says, I will give the pardon. And then the guy like writes it down on a piece of paper, I guess.
There should also be a phone. There's also. Isn't there literally a phone in the room with where the execution happens?
Well, so we don't electrocute people anymore, but this riddle's from 1981, which is when Tim was born.
But when it happened, it wouldn't be like, oh, the telephone for the pardon is 20 minutes away. It was like in the room, wasn't it?
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe it's movies. I don't know. Anyway, this is a fun riddle from a good friend.
And he didn't want to show the family or anyone else. He's like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, what Tim doesn't say is the guy says, yikesy, bikesy, wikesy, and he just shuffles off out of the prison.
So here's what I want to end on.
Okay.
I'd like, Aaron, I want you to play the governor who's calling in to give a pardon to the prisoner about to be executed. Mm-hmm. JPC will be the guard on duty who takes the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to meander on the phone a little bit. Which is why he's late getting the pardon
Thank
down
you.
The hallway.
Prison.
Ring, 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 ring.
I've just announced the room I'm in. I'm in a prison.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is the prison.
Creak,
Hi.
Slam.
This is the governor. You may have heard of me.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe you haven't.
Governor McNamara. It's so, this is such an honor.
I wanted to call you and talk about a couple things. First and foremost, very important, urgent, urgent, urgent. I can't stress how urgent this is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that actress?
Oh,
okay.
I know this game.
Okay, so she, all right.
Is it Alicia Silverstone?
No. So she
Are
plays
you sure?
Like,
are you sure?
You're right. I'm not sure.
Okay.
She plays the best friend in things often. She was 13 going on 30.
Okay.
She was in
I haven't
Jurassic
seen it.
Park. She was in.
Ooh, I know that one. Laura Dern.
No. The Jurassic World.
Oh.
That's what she was in. Not Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
Is this the Ron,
she was in,
Ron Howard's
the
daughter? Is it the
no,
Ron Howard's
no.
daughter?
But she's been in a number of movies with
but
her. She was also in Arrested Development for a little while.
Oh, Portia de Rossi.
No, she's blonde.
Oh, Portia de Rossi.
She's great. Who, okay.
Who could it be?
She's very charming, often plays side characters.
What would I know
She'd have her
from?
Own vehicle.
What would I know her from?
She's in The Village. She plays Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village.
Okay. She's in Jurassic World?
She's the mom in Jurassic World. She
oh
sends her two
God,
sons out.
Oh, my God. I know who you're... She's in What Women Want, too, isn't she?
Is she? Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, God. What is her name? What is her name? What is her name? Can you give me one second?
Uh-huh.
Can you give me one second? Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
What's the woman who... She's in... Jurassic World, she's the mom.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
No, she's Bryce
She's also the lead in The Village.
She's Bryce Dallas Howard's sister.
In Jurassic World?
Yeah.
No, in The Village.
I'm sorry?
She's Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village. Oh, actually
in Jurassic
both.
World. Holy
whoa,
shit.
Whoa.
She's both Bryce Dallas Howard's sister in The Village and Jurassic World.
And
I
it's
wonder
not
if that
Bryce
was
Dallas
planned.
Howard?
And it's you're sure it's not Bryce Dallas
I'm
Howard?
I'm positive it's not Bryce.
It's not. It's not Bryce Dallas Howard. God, what is her name?
It wouldn't be Judy Greer.
It's Judy Greer.
It's
she does
Judy
a voice
Greer.
On Archer. It's Judy.
Woo!
Did
yeah.
the lights just flicker? Oh,
it's
my
Judy
God.
Greer. Oh, so also, Kevin, I want to pardon him. He's not getting killed today. Good news.
Okay, good night, Governor.
We cut to, in real time, we cut to the electric chair where Kevin is about to be executed. Oh, that's weird. The lights are flickering. Guess it must be an electrical storm or something. Well, you're very much still alive. The lights yeah. flickering didn't mean that
Any
you...
Any last words? Any actresses you want
to
name?
We have 30 minutes till I'm supposed to be executed. Could we just take the full 30 or...
Yeah, do you want to do a little puzzle? Try and guess an actress's name?
Yeah, I'll try to guess an actress's name. All right, you guys try to guess an actress's name that I'm thinking of.
Okay, great.
Because I'm dying. Okay, one, two, three, go.
Who? Edie Falco.
You're never going to get it. It was Alicia Silverstone.
Oh.
And scene.
Well, I've been old man puzzles for this episode. Dr. Daddy Riddles.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
And if you'd also like to hear other things that I'm in, you can listen to the Campaign Podcast on the One Shot Network. You can also, if you're looking to watch some things on Twitch, we stream Overwatch on Monday nights at Ice Pickles OW as the Twitch handle. And then on Thursday nights at 7, we play Gloomhaven on Twitch at One Shot RPG.
And I am in some shows. I'm going to do all of them. So I'm on a team called Wet Bus that you can follow on Instagram. That's also our Instagram name. I'm on a team called Comet, which is a Herald team at the IO Theater. They're really, really fun. I'm also on a team called Brady. It's me and two other really funny ladies at 10 on Monday evenings. And I have a sketch show at Second City at 7:30 on Saturdays at the end of November, early December that you can buy tickets for called Emerald County.
Oh.
Bam.
Bam. Emerald County Creek? Bank Bam. And Trust.
And you can check Me Addle out at...
Me Addle?
Me Addle. Ritty
it's
Kitty.
Ritty Kitty.
Ritty Kitty, what were you saying?
Ritty Kitty, Me Addle.
Oh, that's adorable. You can check Meattle at IO Theater. You can come see World News Tonight. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to come see World News Tonight. You're going to see me, JPC, and most likely Aaron play. And then afterwards, you're going to stick around at the bar. And when we come out and we're ashamed of what we did, you're going to say hi. And we'll have a drink.
Say hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
We'll have a drink. And then you can tell us a riddle.
And we'll put it on the air, and we'll say you're our good friend. And we'll put you in the – you might join somebody else in the Riddle Hall of Fame.
If you had to go to Washington, would you rather go to Tacoma or Meattle?
You can also email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can check us out on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And
Aaron, yeah. I wanted to follow up with you. You plugged Comet and IO Herald team, but if you could have another IO Herald team that was named after a different planetary body, what would it be?
Jupiter.
Have a good night.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Addle Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.